Right, let's start this one off with some cricket. Proteas women batter Sinead Lees is keen to put runs up on the board when they face England in the three-match T20 series opener today. Now, the former captain hasn't had much time at the crease during the green gold spell at the recent T20 Women's World Cup. Lees says she hopes to make a difference, a positive difference, at Buffalo Park later.
I hope so. I think always when you get the opportunity to bat, you want to contribute as much as you can, you know, given the opportunities as well. There's a lot of new youngsters coming in, so we'll see what happens this series. But obviously every time I get the opportunity, you know, the goal is to score as many runs as I can.
First ball to that clash is at 4 o'clock. And then over to some football. Clinton Larson led his team to slay the Giants in the Carling Knockout Cup final in Bloom, Vegas last night. Now, Makesi thumped Mamelodi Sundowns 2-1 to lift the cup as champions. Now, Coach Larson repeated the history by beating Masandawana in Knockout Cup. The first time he did it was with Bloemfontein Celtics in 2012 when they stunned the Gauteng side 1-0 here in Durban.
Deja vu, isn't it? 2012, nobody gave us a chance. We done it. This was a fairy tale story. You know, this little team from Molechi Polokwane. People were talking about 4, 5, and 6-0s today. But I was quietly confident that our team could be a lot more competitive than that.
Ending off with some rugby, Warren Gatland says he'll see what happens over the next couple of days in terms of his future at Wales as their head coach. Now, they suffered a record-extending 12th defeat in a row, losing 45-12 to the Springboks in Cardiff to complete their Autumn Nations series campaign. Gatland admits he has been affected by recent scrutiny.
The last couple of weeks have been challenging in terms of the amount of negativity and stuff, and you're only human if you don't think that has a little bit of an impact on you. So you've got to make, you know, assess what's happened in the last few weeks, talk to the right people. Look, I'm motivated to want to be here.
And then England look to end the Autumn Nations series on a high when they take on Japan this afternoon. And they've lost all three of their matches so far. Former England head coach Eddie Jones returns with the visitors, looking to inflict a sixth straight defeat on his old employers. Kickoff to that one is at 6:10. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faira Crouch.